Ooh.
Hawaiian feeling.
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling. This is a very cautious episode of the podcast.
When you say cautious, do you mean equus? Darkness, silence, dim light up on the square. In a spotlight stands Alan Strang, lean boy of 17, in sweater and jeans.
I'm drinking lean.
In front of him, the horse, Nugget. Alan's pose good represents horse. A contour of great tenderness. His head is pressed against the shoulder of the horse, his hand stretching up to fondle its head. The horse, in turn, nuzzles his neck. The flame of a cigarette lighter jumps in the dark. Lights come up slowly on the circle. On the left bench, downstage, Martin Dessart.
Hello, Martin.
Smoking. A man in his mid-40s. That's basically one way to set the stage for Equus by doing the beginning of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling.
So why are you saying cautious earlier?
Because
we're having a lot of technical difficulties this episode. Evan isn't here. Things are going to shit.
But first, I'd like to introduce Adam.
Yeah. The ringleader of the shit storm.
USA. USA. USA.
Kind of like Obama.
And then Johnny.
USA. USA. USSA. USA.
Then we got one more person on the podcast. He's a person. He has human rights just like the rest of us. This man, this person, this they, Anthony Sanders.
USA. USA. USA.
USA.
Hello, everyone. Let's hope this episode reaches the ears of the people.
Yeah. Evan! If I scream loud enough, he'll be able to hear it even if he doesn't download and listen to the podcast, right?
And I know he won't download it.
Evan!
Send a smoke signal. Or Evan, comment on iTunes, leave us a review.
Yeah, or smoke us up unless your bud's bugged.
We'll be talking about freaky bugs.
Freaky bugs that have been bugged for their bud.
I've like seen when your bud stash was bugged.
Imagine that in your wildest
putting
dreams.
Putting a cricket in your joint.
Bugged. I got a bugged stash.
I smoked a bug.
My new band is called Bugged Stash.
It's like, you know how they say they're going to smoke out all the bugs in someone's house? It really means they're going to smoke them up.
Smoke up these bugs, please. Get these bugs high.
Yeah, first we need to get this infestation couch locked.
Nice. Listeners, I'd like to apologize because I know I fielded a lot of questions today. And we filmed what must have been like a good 30, 35 minutes of this podcast where we did nothing but answer questions. And it all sounded bad.
Yeah.
It all sounded very crappy.
There was a mysterious ghost in the shell.
Mm-hmm. So if you really, 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 really wanted your question answered, and that's debatable, do comment on the Hula Garbage websites or...
due course.
Yeah, due process on Hulu Due Garbage.
It can be like a hidden feature.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hidden feature to leave reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, maybe we'll put up that whole recording of weird, fucked up audio.
Just put that out and it's
just for the
bad
fans. Like, it won't be on the feed, but you can go get it and we'll direct you to it.
That's for hardcore fizz fans.
Yeah, really hardcore fans.
I know we have a lot.
Like Peter Schaefer, playwright of Equus, one of the most.
I hate that Equus is back.
One of the most beautiful plays probably ever committed to the boards, the stage.
So where did you get Equus from?
The book?
Yes.
Well, book or play? What's the difference?
Well, it's a play. It's a codex, but it's a play.
Oh. Where'd you get it?
Oh, a little no-no. I got it from corporate giants Barnes & Noble.
Whoa.
It was damaged and much cheaper.
How much? Hey.
Why'd you buy it?
That's an extremely good question that I'm not sure I'm mentally equipped to answer. Thought it'd be funny to own a copy of Equus. And I think I'm obviously already getting great use out of it. And it helps me a lot in my life. Like, you can just turn to certain scenes that have, and it's just like every there's something for everyone in here. Like,
oh, like, no.
How can that make you feel better? It relaxes you. You'll feel as though you're talking to me in your sleep.
Wow.
It's stupid. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. I didn't say I don't want, didn't want to. Well, I don't mind. Good. Sit down and start watching that stain. Mm. Put your hands by your sides and open the fingers wide.
That was good, dude.
Right?
Thanks.
And that's like high school in a nutshell for me.
Definitely.
Right?
Ooh, oh, speaking of high school. So on the first attempt at doing this episode, I told a little story regarding the Blue Man Group. I have another Blue Man Group related story.
Really?
Yes, I do. And it involves high school. Hello, listeners.
Welcome back to high school. You're back in the halls. Equus is back on the shelves.
Oh, I sure hope I'm not late for my class.
Which way is north? No. How do my friends feel?
That's beautiful. I just had a good morning. Johnny, did we have a good morning this morning?
Yeah.
We had a good morning.
You had to check.
We both woke up really early.
6, 7.
Woke up early, talked about voodoo.
Vlubo.
Oh, it's kind of like bloody voodoo.
Check him out on YouTube, youtube.com/Vlubo. Hilarious podcaster.
Podcaster?
I mean, YouTuber.
Oh, God.
Talked about Radiohead, talked about musicals.
Well, Daria
I talked about musicals.
Radio Daria?
Yeah, dude. Radio Rebel.
Oh.
And I told him this story. My high school principal, vice principal, excuse me, Mr. Pressler.
Principal of vice.
Good man. Good man, supporter of the fine arts, smart man, astute man, just cool guy in general. Almost lost his job at my high school. For a second, was off of the board with what was getting paid.
But he was not on board.
Yeah, he was not on board with this whole high school thing.
So he had like paid leave of absence.
Yes, essentially. Okay. He got arrested overnight for public indecency. Because
overnight.
He was in public on like a park bench near Lake Michigan. I don't know about a park bench. It was somewhere semi-private. Getting his dick sucked by a gentleman who claimed to be a member of the Blue Man Group.
Whoa.
Which they said that in the newspaper article.
Wow. Did he not lose his job?
No, he's still working because he's otherwise he has an incredible track record.
He's a great teacher.
He has tenure at this point.
That's so weird. Like, I feel if any one of us saw somebody getting a blowjob in public, we would just be like, "Oh, okay," and like look away.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, don't
call the cops.
911. Trouble.
Call the cops on them.
He just want to get a little bit of that head.
There's
game.
A guy
I'm unsafe.
Who is in a private place right now, but I'm walking near him and I can see that he's getting a blowjay.
That's. I feel like the person who saw him must have been a cop. Like, I feel like people
that
don't
sense.
Do that.
Yeah, like
or like an ex-cop, or like he was going to retire. But then he just got sucked
day.
In. It was his last day, and then he saw this. He couldn't retire until all the paperwork was finished.
But that happened, and the problem was that lent itself to the pun. Blue man, you know, like blow man. Like, that was a pain. so he got like a lot of flack at our school. There's a lot of homophobia towards him, too, which is really upsetting. Like, it's not the gay part that's the problem. It's the public. It wasn't even that public, apparently. I don't know. But that happened, and he's still doing his thing, which is good. Not the blowjobs in public places
getting,
thing.
Well, as far as we know, he's still teaching.
Yes. I suggest we take a mini tech break so we could see if this sounds good.
It's a good idea.
We'll be right back.
No one can learn a lesson better than a teacher.
Wow.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
You want to try it?
Good to be back.
That's good old Seven.
What's it like? Full of mist. Nettles on your feet. He mimes taking off his shoes and the sting. Ah. That wasn't a line. That was stage. That's like narration, stage direction, not narration.
Thanks for reading that.
Ah. Pretty good. Peter Schaefer is a visionary. You take your shoes off?
Nice, dude. Cool. I think one Equus. Of my favorite things that happens in like plays or books is when the narrator, after a while, starts getting into his own funky little side situations. Oh,
I like that. I will say there's no narrator in Equus. That was stage direction.
Is the narrator a coward? Doesn't want to show up?
Yeah, there is a narrator. He just doesn't say anything because he's so frightened.
Wow.
He's at his wit's end.
I want to break down USA.
Okay.
Real quick.
Under?
This is real quick. What does USA stand for? What do you guys think it stands for?
Under the sea.
Under.
Adam. I thought I was for like another shitty afternoon.
Another?
Yeah.
No, you're all wrong.
What? But I live here and I. Okay, I'll see where this is going.
You too.
Oh.
S as in US. A. The S stands for
seven.
The nickname of the Edge.
U27.
The A. A.
Oh, see, I always thought it stood for U571.
Whoa.
U571. Did you not hear me? Was that
like the Biplin?
U571 was that movie, right?
Yeah, it was a movie. You can buy it.
It was a movie about a submarine.
Wow, I love subs.
Oh, nice. Talk about Subway.
We talked about subs in the first
attempt. We did. Johnny, explain your favorite
sort of an undead podcast.
So our friend of the show, Spencer.
Spenny
has asked us asked me specifically what I like better, Quiznos, Jimmy John's, or Subway, and it was difficult for me to figure out, but
for sure, dude.
After some figuring,
I decided that if cost is not an option, I like Quiznos.
Yeah, it has
best.
To be free. If it's not an option for there to be a cost,
if I want a good sandwich, it's got to be Fritters.
So yeah, like I think I've been, let me just preface this by saying I've been to Subway way more times than Jimmy
sure,
John's.
Who hasn't? Subway's ubiquitous at this point.
But I mean, I think I enjoy Quiznos the most. It's more expensive, and I always end up getting like the crazy prime rib sub there.
Yeah, tasty.
Whereas I can go to Subway and get like a $5 sub. That's also pretty tasty.
It delivers. Yeah. Subway doesn't deliver, guys.
That's true.
That's just a little joke. You won't find them on Grubhub.
Oh.
Has anyone had Burger King delivery yet?
No. Burger King got rid of my favorite menu item. I guess it was seasonal and I didn't know. It was the Angry Whopper.
Oh, the Angry Whopper was good.
It's gone now.
We were all planning on getting, listeners, we're all planning on getting milkshakes after. I don't know about Johnny. Well, Johnny's got company in an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, big fat milkshake.
Johnny, who's your friend that's coming
over? Yeah. Who's your big fat milkshake that's coming over for you to drink?
Don't call him a big fat milkshake, man.
So I got this friend. His nickname is Seven.
Is he like
Whoa, is your friend the Edge?
Is this your bug ass boy?
He's coming over. He's gonna sing a cover of Vertigo by U2. But he's gonna sing it as if he were a small bug.
This we should say, because this is like a question I wanted to ask you guys.
What?
What is the freakiest bug you've ever seen, guys?
Oh, my bug ass. My own bug ass, dude.
What is that bug? What is that bug?
Oh, my God, Johnny, what is that bug?
That is Regionist.
Whoa. Adam, what is the freakiest little bug you ever saw?
The freakiest bug I ever saw, honestly, was a fire ant.
Freaky. Fire ants are kind of freaky.
He was freaking out.
When I was in Texas, when I was a small boy, was he freaking out?
He
turned into a tarantula.
What? Not a bug.
Would you not count a tarantula as a bug?
No, I'd count it as an arachnid.
It's a big, fuzzy bug.
Count it.
It's a bug.
I would count
I think
all
Lisa
fish
would have
as bugs.
Separate to say.
Listeners, look up Lisa Gale.
Yeah, I think Lisa Gale would probably have said all different stuff.
Lisa Gale is a friend of the show.
She's afraid of this show. Lisa Gale, YouTube.
I just don't want to watch that show.
It just kind of freaks me out. I can't. There you go.
When I was young and in Texas, I fell asleep in the grass in the backyard of my grandparents' house. I woke up covered in fire ants.
Wow.
That's pretty freaky.
Yeah,
it's like Freaky Friday.
Did you go?
That was shitty. Yes. I truly did that.
You would love Equus then.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me I'd love the play
everyone
Equus.
Check out Equus. If you haven't read it yet,
no,
it's not too late.
Johnny, what's the freakiest book you've ever seen?
Have you guys ever been to Kiwa? It's in a
no.
It's like an island off the coast of South Carolina.
I've never been.
I was there when I was a kid. I haven't really looked it up.
Does it have it has its own bug?
They do have their own bug. I can't remember what it's called, but that's not the bug I'm talking about. They had these huge spiders that were like this big.
Yuck.
Like 4 inches, that's 5 inches. And like they were like crazy bright colored, and they had like giant webs that were like 6 feet around.
That sounds so
And they
so
were
shitty.
Everywhere.
As extremely freaky as that is.
And also I
can't count it.
I was also like I was also 10 years old, so it might be smaller than I thought it was.
Why, Adam, why don't you count that? That sounds really freaky.
It's an arachnid.
How are arachnids not bugs?
So you're trying to tell me that if I were like talking about a cat, you would say that's not a bug?
Yeah, like if you're saying like I'm going fishing with my friends and I caught a big mouth bug, I would say like, that's fine.
Buggy bats.
What about a bat? I hear that bats are bugs.
Bats are like big fuzzy bugs.
I guess bugs aren't insects.
You can play slap bass or you can play buggy bass.
That's true.
Buggy bass.
And another thing you can do is log on to the internet and search Equus.
Can I tell you about the freakiest bug I've ever seen?
I wanted you to do that.
I thought you did already.
I woke up and I saw Anthony just like standing without a shirt
Anthony's
on.
Anthony's bug ass.
And I saw Anthony being a bug.
Shut up, man. Shut the fuck up, man. You got a bug ass, dude. Shut your bug ass up.
Have you said bug ass since you entered this apartment? That's ridiculous.
It's your bug ass boy, AJB, over here. I just want to say shout out to Peter Schaefer if you're listening. I love Equus so much.
It's your bug ass boy. Evan is a bug. Ooh, let's do our segment of how we've been doing since Evan's been gone. This is chatting at Evan.
1, 2, 3, hit it! Evan, I wish you were here. And we maybe wouldn't have wasted all that time recording a really fucked up 30 minutes of Hawaiian Feeling.
It was like very funny. We did a good job.
Yeah, actually, and it was, for listeners, it was the funniest thing ever. It was so
You guys
funny.
See Caddyshack? Funnier.
Like, the first half of it was us making jokes. The second half of it was us just laughing at all of it.
You guys ever see a comedy sports show? Funnier.
Double it.
Like, okay,
double.
You know how, when... Like you're at like a graduation or something, they're like, okay, save all applause to the end. What if a stand-up comic was like, save all laugh to the end, then they just saved it all till after every single joke was told.
Like, this is like
that happened
50 ha's.
Better than that. Double it.
Count your ha's. Yeah.
Johnny, what is the thing you used to say? Take your biggest...
Take your biggest whatever and double it.
Take your biggest man and double it. Double him.
Wow.
Oh, no. This one time, I sent this girl a message on OkCupid.
You doubled it?
I doubled it.
Double down?
No, I said, yo, picture the biggest guy you've ever seen and then double it. That's me. What's up?
Is that true?
Yeah.
What did she say? Did she say, I'm on it?
No, she didn't respond. Like, I would not have responded to that either, but...
I would have totally responded to that.
I just thought it was a funny thing to
say.
So
it's like a net trick.
It's like a net trick. It's like a Netflix next trick.
Well, next trick?
Evan, Mr. Max Jaxter. How's tour? You're on tour? Is that what's... He's on tour? Is he charming the skins?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, he's playing drums.
Make sure you tune all your drums before the next show. I hope you're not getting it too slicey.
Yeah, he hates to slice into the sand trap.
Yeah. He's on the PGA tour playing drums.
What do you got to say to Adam?
Marching to sea, bro.
You're a fucker, dummy.
Big old bug ass.
You're a giant bug.
You're a bug ass.
You're a bug on my ass, dude.
Yeah. You're not worth the fly on my ass.
I miss my boy Evan.
Just my bug ass.
My bug ass boy.
Can't wait to catch up.
My buggy boy.
Can't wait to catch up on all those TV shows.
Can we have a segment called Buggy News?
Buggy News.
We talked Buggy News.
We talked so much about bugs, but there's more. Time for Buggy News.
Chirp, chirp. Let's
like a bird.
Posthumously dub that segment Buggy News. It's no longer called What is the Freakiest Bug You've Ever Seen?
Okay, well, I have a new segment.
I didn't get to say anything to Evan.
Okay. You're right.
Miss you, Evan. I hope heart-shaped box is playing over this. you're really cool. Miss you tucking Johnny in and me seeing that. We all know that happens.
We miss your bug collection.
Yeah, why'd you take that with you on tour?
Anyway, continue.
All right, I have a new segment. It's
mention it.
Okay, here we go. Bug e-news, like electronic news.
Oh!
Like bug so, like, the other day I was logging on to the internet, right, just trying to look up more information about my new favorite play, Equus. And guess what happened? I dropped a pencil, and I leaned down on the desk to grab it, and what do I spy on the bottom of my desk?
A bug.
A blinking red light. Someone had bugged my computer.
Whoa.
And now everything I know about Equus, they know about Equus.
Damn.
So there goes me being today's Equus expert.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Expert.
Yeah, I'm an ethical Equus expert. The unequivocally egregious Equus expert.
Ooh. That's beautiful, dude.
Eclectic.
Johnny, do you have any bug e-news?
Feel free to say no.
What if I talk about, like, computer bugs?
That or, like, bugs on your computer or, like, bugs you found on the computer?
Okay. I have more bug e-news.
Like, I am a professional. Like, what I do professionally is I'm a computer programmer, so.
Finding the bugs.
Coward's way out.
I actually do have to deal with bugs on a day-to-day basis.
Johnny, what is that bug?
My boss yesterday was like, Johnny, what is that bug?
Boss sounds chill, dude.
And I was like, I don't know.
Is that Boss Hog? Is he your boss?
My boss, it's a guy with a nickname, Hog.
Oh.
Wow.
That's so true. And that's why it's so funny. If you want truth mixed with beauty, there's only one place to go.
Bugtown.
Have you ever been to Bugtown, guys?
Yes.
Bug on down to Bugtown. That's where B-Movie is set.
Bugtown?
Yeah. Question, what kind of bug is it named after?
Oh, Bug.
Bug.
Wasn't there a character in Carpool named Bug, or did he just talk about bugs?
I don't know what Carpool is.
Some movie. Bug.
Adam, what was your other bug e-news?
Well, I used to have ants, little ants, that lived inside my laptop for a long time.
Oh, no.
And then they were gone for a long time.
They came back.
Did you have crumbs in there?
I can't believe that I could have.
Can we talk about how much bugs and crumbs love each other?
That's
bugs
true.
Love crumbs.
It's like butter on bread.
Bugs have crumbs, but crumbs don't have bugs.
What if cockroaches just started being called cock-a-doodle-doos?
The crummier you feel, the buggier I feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm feeling real buggy right now.
I think that's beautiful.
If you like beauty.
If you like bugs, hit us up on our Facebook page.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Definitely review us on iTunes. Talk to us about bugs. Comment on Hulu Garbage. Adam, are you going to talk about Equus?
No.
You're going to talk about Equus or bugs?
I saw an astonishing crumb on the floor the other day.
Whoa.
It was absolutely astonishing. And I thought, what kind of food could have left that crumb? And then guess what happened? Stood up and walked out.
What? A bug ate you?
That's what I said.
Look down at the crumb. A bug ate you?
Yeah, I looked down at the ground. A bug ate me.
I looked down at the grub, and a bug ate the grub.
That's good.
Episode. Welcome to episode 5 of Hawaiian Feeling. I looked down at a grub and a bug ate the grub.
Dude, that is sick.
Evan.
Evan.
Evan's like the glue.
No, he's not.
No,
Evan, get a clue.
The first attempt at this was so good.
No, we're all good.
We're just talking about bugs now. It's been buggy news the whole episode.
It is not. Don't even say
that. Here's a fun story about bugs.
Please.
Here's a true story. A long time ago.
Along came a spider.
I was at a spider.
Apparently.
I was at a show. I was playing a show, and it was like back in like the back area. And
Penny Road
someone,
Pub?
No. I don't want to plug any places or people or bands or anything.
Plug any bugs?
I don't want to plug any bugs. The bugs are the plugs.
You're a big bug plug, dude.
Well, dude, shut up. For my bug ass. So there's someone tried to like set up my friend and their sister.
Weird.
And she was like, "Hey, this is my sister so and so. Like, I think you guys might get along really well. You should talk." And my friend goes, "Do you like bugs?" And she was like, "I don't know, not really." And he's like, "Then I guess we wouldn't really have much in common then." And that really happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Here's something to talk about. Have either of you guys ever been, like, someone has ever tried to set you up with someone?
Not that I know of.
Yes.
Johnny, talk about it. Because Adam apparently does not live an exciting romantic life.
No, I'm a bit of a... I'm like a hobbit.
You're like a hobbyist.
Yeah, I'm like a hobbit. My hobby is second breakfast and or whatever, all the hobbit meals.
The hobbit meals.
Take it away, Jono.
It's one time my friend tried to set me up on a date with this giant bug.
Whoa!
No.
Was your friend
I don't know. There's been situations where like friends of mine have like tried to like get me to meet their other friends, and then I like meet them once like in a social gathering, and I'm like, yeah, I've never like it's only happened a couple times, but I've never really been interested in the people that I've met through that means.
Did it happen once, twice, three times, all ladies?
Three times a charm.
Were you dating a meme?
I'm dating Blubo.
Blubo. What's the craziest example of you being set up that you were just not feeling?
Hawaiian. Well, there was this one friend who was like, "Oh my god, you should meet this other friend of mine. She loves mountain goats." And I'm like, "I love mountain goats, cool." I was kind of like excited for a sec, and then like she showed me her Tumblr.
Oh, and she showed you her tummy.
And she was.
What if you called her tummy, her Tumblr?
And I looked at her Tumblr and I was like, "You are not anyone I would ever be interested in dating."
What was the most offensive thing on it?
I don't know. She would just post like 20 text posts, like
nice.
A minute. Not that many, but like she would post text post after text post, just being like, "I love boys. Why don't boys love me?" Like,
awesome.
Like pizza 666 420.
Really?
Like that kind of thing.
Pizza 666 420.
And I'm just like,
that's like real shit.
And I wasn't.
I was like Little Caesars pizza
into it at all.
That sounds so shitty, dude.
I mean, I never actually met her like until like way later.
That is
when she like
rough.
Came to a party with the friend who was trying to set me up.
And you were just like, "Oh, hey, the girl I didn't like."
I was like, "Oh, like the girl from Tumblr. Like, she's fine.
Pizza, 666.
Her Tumblr was a big turnoff.
I feel that. Tumblr can be a big turnoff.
Did you turn off your computer as soon as you saw it?
I turned it up.
It turned into a turnip?
Well, I had a giant bug fly down onto
Whoa,
my computer.
What?
And it texted her back.
Oh, no. It texted
the
from your computer?
The bug texted like a winky emoticon, like, "Fuck me."
Like, you know, like when a cat like stands on your computer and like presses buttons.
Yeah, with his bug. Yeah.
But the bug came down and accidentally made a winky face.
Oh my god. One time a bug landed on my computer and he'd opened up my Animal Crossing ROM and he checked the turnip prices for the day.
Nah.
Yeah, it's
Well, what an accident.
Yeah, it was all by accident. It was all on accident. It was an accident.
It was an anachronism.
Let's do a little anachronism. Ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling, episode 4.
Oh, that's back in the day.
That's backwards. That's ass backwards.
A.
Count.
A.
Count it, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We're at that episode.
If you haven't counted all of our episodes to make sure we're on the right number,
you'd be home by now.
You're smart. And if you have, I think you are paranoid. And there's only one thing to do when you're paranoid, and Anthony knows it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you. There's only one thing to do when you're paranoid. Call the exterminator.
It's true. Smoke up those bugs.
Get those bugs.
What if I told you that?
Hi.
What if I told you that, that I was a big bug?
You look like a big bird.
If you told me that you were a big bug, I'd think, we got a problem here.
Houston, we have a problem.
That's what I would think. And I would be like, do bugs like Apollo 13?
What do you guys think would be... All right, last thing about bugs.
Okay.
What do you guys think would be any bug's favorite movie?
Apollo 13.
Well, but definitely, like, anything by Ron Howard, basically.
Sure, October Sky?
He did that one.
A Beautiful Mind?
Ron Howard did that one?
Yes, he did.
Probably The Croods or A Bug's Life.
Rush?
A Bug's Life or Ants?
For a second, I thought you were implying that Ron Howard worked on The Croods.
He did.
I think bugs would be really interested in what human society is like, because they already know all about themselves.
I bet it'd be really refreshing to like go through the motions of life and not be upset.
What if every bug is like upset completely?
What if they're up
to
something?
We just have truly no way of telling.
I have a theory that the reason little animals die so young is that they live in constant terror. Right?
That may actually be.
Right? They'll just like run out from under a garbage can and just like see a person and be like, oh my God, and run immediately back under.
Everything is scary when you're a bug.
Except bugs.
Except bugs.
Some bugs are scared of the bugs.
That's true.
What about bugs that eat other bugs?
Imagine a praying mantis to like a regular ant.
So
it's like, oh look, shit, this guy's like 7 feet tall. Proportionally.
It's like when I see a 7 foot tall guy and I'm just like, oh no, I am dead meat.
I'm gonna be eaten.
He's gonna eat me.
That's the tallest guy I've ever seen.
If you're listening to Hawaiian Feeling right now, thank you so much. You've made it this far. You have to stick around for the rest of it. You have to. You have to listen and laugh.
With that being said, I want to take one more quick break so I can get some water.
Good.
I'll make it very quick.
Time for a cricket break.
Sorry, guys.
Cricket break. A bug break. Maybe I'll stop the recording. All right, here I go. Anthony's slowly on his way to the mic.
Hello, everyone. This is the first episode where we've lost steam.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome. It's great to witness it, right? It's like a little piece of history. I know how to get us the steam.
Yeah. No, don't read for back.
What about praise for... How about a note on the text?
Yeah, dude, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. If our words aren't stirring you... Perhaps Peter Schaefer's words would. From Act 1, Scene 15. Alan, come in. Sit down. What did you do last night? Watched telly. Any good? All right.
We want to act this, Adam.
Okay, well, someone has to come over here and play the other character.
No, that would be too hard with the microphones.
Right? Well, then... Show your little bug hole.
Guys, I just got a text from friend of the show, Sumara.
Okay, if Peter Schaefer is a bug, let us know. If a bug wrote Equus, there's no play that could be better.
Wait, let's do celebrities that are secretly bugs.
Peter Schaefer, writer of Equus.
Is Peter Schaefer a celebrity?
Yeah. Roald Dahl, bug. Danny DeVito is a bug.
He's a bug.
Honestly,
Claire Forlani is a bug. That's why she quit acting so much.
Shelley Duvall, does. Bug.
Shelley Duvall is such a bug. I think that Colin Greenwood from Radiohead is a bug.
That guy looks like a fucking bug.
All right, this is an amazing scene. I have an amazing scene for you guys. This is one of the most amazing scenes in Equus. And if it's not funny, drink more.
I still have no concept of what this is.
The hosts of Jodhpur, the hosts of Bowler and Gymkhana,
all those who show him off for their vanity. Tie rosettes on his head for their vanity. Come on, Equus, let's get them. Trot. Steady, 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 steady. Cowboys are watching. Take off their Stetsons. Yeehaw. They know who we are. They're admiring us, bowing low unto us. Come on now, show them. Canter, canter, he whips Nugget. And Equus the mighty Nuggie rose against all. His enemies scatter, his enemies fall. Turn! Trample them, trample them, trample them, trample
this
them.
This is awesome.
Turn, turn, turn. Whee!
Reminds me of a bug.
Wah, wonderful. I'm stiff, stiff in the wind.
I can definitely see how Peter Schaefer is a bug. Yeah. After hearing
my
that.
Mane, stiff in the wind. My flanks, my hooves. Mane on my legs, on my flanks, like whips.
Adam,
raw,
you're out
raw.
Of here.
Out of here.
Raw. I just got gong show.
Play him off.
But I didn't even get to page two where he just says, ha ha. Guys, all the dialogue in this is just ha's on the next page.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So, do you think Turkey and the Straw was at all influenced by a bug?
Turkey and the Straw that broke the turkey's back?
Turkey and the Straw, Turkey and the Hay. I'm a little bug living in the hay.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back? Little bug?
How about favorite little folk songs in nursery?
Oh, my favorite folk song has got to be "Good Night, Irene." Good night. That's because I know an Irene. And
my favorite.
If you're listening, Irene, good night.
Johnny, Johnny.
That's true. That's my favorite.
We talked about that already, right?
I'm sure we did.
All right.
My favorite is "Red River Valley."
That's a beautiful song.
I love that song.
I think mine is "Will the Circle Be Unbroken."
That's a great song, too.
What about, what's that one? Or is like, "When I Die."
"Will the Circle Be Unbroken." Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
"Will the Circle," what is that bug? I never noticed how all those old, like, old folk songs that you just attribute as being traditional, they're traditional because they're written by bugs.
Oh.
They're traditionally buggy
songs. I never noticed that.
Here's a real Bono quote.
No, it's not going to be a Bono quote. It's going to be bug related.
What is it?
What is that bug?
Did you know that the whole album, The Joshua Tree, they didn't mean to record it, but a bug flew into the record button, and it made their hit album. They were just jamming.
No way.
Some of the greatest...
That really pushes my buggins.
Yeah, you...
Oh.
I never heard that.
Honestly, make the argument that bugs saved the world.
But did you know there was a huge problem during the Cold War? They were afraid a bug was going to fly in and press the nuclear bomb switch.
Is that why they started making...
They had bugless systems.
Spray.
Oh.
What if, who is the Cold War president? Was Dwight Eisenhower Cold War president?
Whatever. No, he wasn't, right?
Who was?
Kennedy, dude.
Reagan?
Kennedy. What if Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah. Reagan...
Still was the Cold War.
It was
war.
The Cold War. I'm just saying, what if a Cold War president was
scared of bugs?
One day answered his red telephone that was ringing, and it was a bug at the other end of the line saying it was going to be a Cold War.
One time this actually happened to Reagan. It was like, bzz, bzz, and he's like, "Oh, the red phone is ringing," and he picks it up. No, there's just a fly in the room. Yeah.
What this the week fuck? On Buggy News.
This is the buggiest podcast on the internet right now.
Let us know what you like more, bugs or Equus, so we know which one to focus on next episode.
Let us know in your iTunes review of which bug you
bugs
find.
Or Equus.
Which bug you find freakiest or most influential.
I do want to talk about bugs that you would find in Hawaii, like Hawaiian bugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I know all of them.
Wait, name a Hawaiian bug, Adam.
Oh, fly.
Like fleas?
No fleas.
Like ukuleles. My dog has fleas.
There are these special bugs called like burrow bugs.
The ukulele tuning.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of bugs in Hawaii are actually burrowers, and they dig.
Wow, like a boot roast?
Like worms.
Oh, I just did a search for Hawaiian bugs, and it's so gross.
Oh my god,
I don't want to. I will say this. Well, I may have mentioned earlier in the podcast.
I've had big bugs.
I've had a lifelong.
Okay, I don't like that.
Let me see it really quick. So
I turned it off.
Hawaiian bugs are in a league of their own.
They're very big.
I don't like that.
And spidery.
So much oxygen.
Fun fact: are worms bugs?
Sure.
Do they bug you?
Then it's a bug.
Is it buggy? Does it bug me?
The buggies that bug me.
That's my new album.
Spy Who Shagged Me.
Let's do a new segment. The buggies that bug me.
Spy Who Bugged Me. Oh, because spies could like bug your house.
Like, oh, come on. This guy's bugging me.
I will say this. The biggest... the biggest earthworm ever was found in Australia.
Oh.
And it has the width of a soda can. And
no
it's
way.
Like, yes, it's fucking very big and buggy.
What does it have the length of?
I don't know. It itself.
A bug. A bug.
Let's talk about the bugs we're most afraid of.
The bugs that bug me?
Yeah.
The buggies that bug me?
This next segment is called The Buggies That Bug Me.
Okay. I get bugged by mosquitoes.
True that.
I got the legs to show it. Got bites. Twice bitten. Once bitten? Is that a thing?
Twice shy.
Once bitten, twice shy.
What guy am I?
Shy city?
I have something to say about buggy bugs that bug you.
Okay. That bug me.
And it also has something to do with equus. Horseflies.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. There was a big problem when they were putting on the first productions of Equus. There were so many horseflies in the audience. They wanted to see the horse puppeteering.
The horseflies came to the show to see the show because they love horses.
But the thing is, they don't have to buy tickets.
Did you just say the horse was puppeteered?
Yeah.
Did you, a puppet horse?
Did you think it was a real horse in the play Equus?
No, but why does it have to be puppet?
By Peter Schaefer?
Then how is it going to move?
Did Peter Schaefer play the horse?
He played the bug.
He played the fool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes, real quick.
Mosquitoes, stop playing the fool. I know you're hungry.
What is the purpose in the world of mosquitoes? Everything through evolution serves a purpose mostly.
Feeding frogs?
Do frogs eat mosquitoes? Just like...
Why not?
Bud.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, there's a Bugweiser.
Bugweiser. Bugweiser. That's the shittiest thing in the world. Bug.
Mosquitoes are bad.
Yeah, I hate them.
They spread disease. Like malaria.
West Nile. Remember West Nile? Is that still a thing?
I remember when we all had West Nile.
As a podcast.
Episode 2.
We all live west of the Nile.
Very true.
I've had a lifelong fear of cockroaches. So, but that's...
Rock coaches.
The bugs that truly bug you.
Rock coaches.
That's a cool concept.
Yeah, like
because
school
so many,
of rock.
So many, like, rock stars are shitty at being it.
Rock coach tells you how to pick up a rock and, like, not lose all the bugs underneath the rock.
That's a cool... Like,
and that's what made...
That's a very specific
that's
coach.
Really set apart the Rolling Stones from all the other bands.
They could really pick up a rock and keep the bugs.
Their bug collection was astonishing.
Keith Richards, one, is a bug. Two, his whole body is made of bugs. Three, he has the biggest bug collection in rock.
He is Mick Jagger's bug collection.
He also has the biggest bug that's ever lived.
Whoa, which is him?
Yeah, an Australian worm.
Also, Mick Jagger owns him.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
The best part of my CD collection is the Rolling Stones. Care to give it a spin?
What is that song?
When you start me up.
Start me up. Live and let. Bam a bug.
Live and let die.
But live and let die. Besides cockroaches, I really hate bed bugs. You guys ever looked at a bed bug really close up?
Nope.
Nope.
Are they?
Don't. They look terrible.
Nope. They're like fugly.
Yes.
Bugly.
What's the most handsome? No, I don't want to fucking talk about bugs anymore.
No.
The most handsome bug?
Yes. All right, let's answer that. What's the most handsome bug?
The most handsome bug.
Bumblebee.
That's probably true.
Or a ladybug.
Praying mantis?
No.
Kinda creepy.
Damn it. Praying mantis. Kind of like,
I think praying mantis are kind of skeezy.
My Fonzie Award for bugs goes to the praying mantis.
Be the closest bug to the Fonz.
Guys,
Henry Winkler is a giant bug.
Guys, in our previous attempt to record this episode, we had our Fonzie Awards, where we awarded certain people the Fonzie Award. Johnny's was to Bill Nye, right? For his sick debate against that creationist fuck.
He wiped the floor with that man.
Totally owned it.
Adam, who was yours?
Hillary Clinton, for her recent memoir and that interview on Fresh Air where she stood her ground.
I thought it was that guy, Equus.
And then I gave another one to Peter Schaefer for writing an astonishing play, Equus.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I think I would give Vlubu.
Vlubo.
Vlubo.
You'll never get it right.
I wanted to be Vludu, but it's not. But I would give him a Fonzie Award.
So I was taking a blood bath the other day.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's good for your pores.
Very cult.
It was very cult. And I said,
I saw a giant bug.
And I was like, it's okay to be doing this, right? That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this okay to be taking this blood bath? And then guess what?
What?
It was not okay. I was arrested.
Are you here now?
No.
Are you missed?
I missed. Do you miss me?
I missed a call.
Am I missed?
Mr. Call.
Mr. Call, dude. I missed a call.
Nice. So I was taking this blood bath. I was kidding about getting arrested. But nice. I wasn't kidding about taking a blood bath.
That's sick.
So I was sitting there in the blood bath, right? And I was thinking,
cop jokes?
Is this okay?
Is this a cop joke?
This is a cop joke. Because it's like Cop Rock.
I love the few episodes I've seen of Cop Rock.
What is Cop Rock?
Wait, do you not know Cop Rock?
What's Cop Rock? No.
Oh, Cop Rock was a show in the 80s that was a musical cop show.
Real cops?
Huh?
Real cops or no?
No, there wasn't, no
it
real
wasn't
cops.
Like a musical version of Cops.
Like Reno 911.
No, it was like a scripted show that was all like, it was like it had like some yuppie singing a song called I Want My Beamer Back. It had thugs like rapping in the streets.
This sounds very weird.
Dude, it was cops and courtrooms.
What channel?
I have no idea. I think it was primetime for like a minute.
Hub?
Married with Children made a joke about Cop Rock in its big relevance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking of
You're thinking of All My Children.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Crocodile Rock.
No, which
one? What if Crocodile Rock was a theme song for a TV show?
Oh.
It's the theme song to American Horror Story.
This was on for one season.
Cop Rock?
Cop Rock?
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, just because right now I'm working on a... Yeah, it's real. Look it up. I'm dead serious. Look it up.
And Equus.
Do you guys... Like, Adam, I know you do in a way, and I don't know really about you, Johnny. Do you guys have favorite musicals? A favorite musical?
Favorite bugs?
No. Bugs okay. are gone.
Here's the thing.
Hit me up.
I saw the Sweeney Todd movie, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, the music is, like, really weird.
You thought it was awesome?
Yeah, the music was, like, really weird and well-composed and, like, not just, like, an orchestra playing dumb pop songs like most musicals are. And I was like, this is cool. I'm gonna look up, like, other musicals, and I have not liked any other one.
Really?
Yeah.
So Sweeney Todd.
That's the one I like.
Are you not familiar with, like, West Side Story?
Yeah, I was going to say West Side Story is probably my favorite.
West Side Story is probably my favorite, too.
Leonard Bernstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched or listened to it.
You should watch the movie. The movie is actually really amazing.
I know there's one part in the song, Cool, where he does a 12-tone series.
He does. Ooh. Hold on. Is this really happening? Ladies and gentlemen, on the set of Hawaiian Feeling, outside, I believe a storm is about to happen.
A storm is brewing.
A tropical storm.
It's a storm.
A tropical storm.
Wish you could see what we're seeing right now. It's a swarm of locusts.
Imagine the movie Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that. But yeah, Adam, West Side Story is my favorite music. It was my gateway into musical theater, and now I do musical theater stuff all the time. That's like most of my employment.
All right.
And yeah, I like some musicals a whole lot, because I also really like, trying to think of another really good example. Like, I really like things like Disney movies, like Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, what?
He has to pause it.
What happened?
Okay.
Good to be back. But yeah, Adam, just to wrap up what I was saying, a little buggy vibe. I do like a lot of musicals a lot, and there are way more many musicals I truly hate.
Yeah. I was looking at, like,
there are a lot of really...
What do you hate?
Oh my God. Like, a lot of...
American Idiot. What was the Green Day like
21st Century Breakdown?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, shit like that. I hate a lot of modern musicals. Like, I hate, like, stuff... I even hate, like, edgy musicals like Avenue Q. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Don't.
I just feel like I don't really
thoroughly
care.
Modern Millie.
I don't, like, really... Like, the music is just generally really poppy in musicals. I remember I was looking up, like, who are all the Tony winners this year? Just, like, look it up, because I'd never done that. And I was just like, really? Like, this is the best musical theater has to offer?
I just really
this
think
is
you
so
should...
so sad.
You should really watch Les Miserables. Not Les... Well, also Les Miserables.
I really enjoyed the...
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables,
me
yeah.
too. Me too.
I did not like it at all.
You didn't like it?
I saw... I had... Okay, here's the thing. I found out a movie was coming out. And then I was like, okay...
Did you hear anything from it before?
No. And here's more about that. I was just like, I know this is popular. It turned out I knew more about the book than I knew about the musical. Because I knew the book happened, actually was written during the French Revolution. Yes. So I just had this idea in my mind that Les Miserables was really old. Sure. And then I first heard some of the music a little bit before I saw the movie. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. This is would be like super ahead of its time. This is like straight up pop music.
Oh, you told me this.
And it was made like in the like 100 years ago. And then I found out it was made in the 80s. And I was like, oh, no, they just made a straight up pop musical about the French Revolution in the 80s. I don't care.
I guess you're using pop in the definition in that it has like defined melodies and normal structures.
But as like very normally defined melodies and just like, not like that.
I don't think that's true of a lot of Les Miserables.
I think it's true of like all. It's just not like compared to like Sweeney Todd,
which is wonky.
It's harmonically expressive, mm-hmm. not just harmonically utilitarian.
Yeah, I understand that. Then you would really like a lot of the music in West Side Story. West Side Story also, I could talk for a long time about it, so I won't. But like, it has like. See, it's one of the great American musicals, as you know. But like, it has the combo of like Stephen Sondheim, who is a noted lyricist in musical theater, and like
he's like a nutted lyricist.
He's a nuggy lyricist. He's always high, and he's a bug. Leonard Bernstein, as you know, renowned composer, and like that was like him doing musical theater, and it is so crazy and amazing. And I don't know how much you care about choreography. Choreography is something I recently started to really appreciate because, one, I can never, like, I don't think artistically in that way at all. So it's always amazing when I see choreography that really shocks me and amazes me.
So like, are you talking about, like Corey in the House?
Yes. I'm talking about
choreography.
By the way, just texted Evan, our fourth host/engineer. Told him that most of this podcast was about bugs, and he just goes, fucking goddamn it. I'm sure, Evan, shut up.
It's because he has so many bug stories he wishes he could tell.
He said, call me in for the next one. So let's make it about bugs again.
Call him in for the end of this one.
I think he's playing right now.
Oh. He's charming the skins right now?
Yes, as he texts. But like that combo means I also have the DVD if you want to borrow. I'm dead serious. Like if you want to borrow it, like, okay. Although you could probably just stream it, but like What's that story? Also, just cinematography-wise, amazing.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay. Cool. I appreciate that, because I was just like, I like Sweeney Todd, and I was like, what are other musicals? And I was just like, good God.
Yeah.
There's really no limit to how good a musical could be. It's just music and a story, and they're just usually so bad.
I know. I have a very, like, and I also am very much bothered by, like, musical theater people. Johnny, I'm glad you appreciate West Side Story, too. Like, I didn't know if that would be something you'd be into.
I like operas.
Yeah, well, West Side Story, like, has a lot of opera elements, too, in that there are, well, there's a lot of dialogue, and the dialogue's, like, good. It's, like, snappy. It's,
I was
like,
about to say snappy.
Yeah, it is, like, snappy, and but it's, like, it's what you would think for that time. It's really good, but there are a lot of operatic elements in that there are, like, songs that really don't have choruses, and there, what is it called, what is the song, it's the opposite of an aria in opera, where it's a song that drives the plot. Sort of.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a name for it. It's like it's like the literature, sort of. It's like singing the literature. There are certain songs where the structure keeps changing so that they can sing about the plot more. But it's really like, they're also the songs, because the subject matter is so heavy, are just gut-wrenching sometimes. Like, really amazing, in my opinion.
I don't and I don't want to know until I watch it. I don't really know the plot. I just think, like, oh, sharks versus jets.
I could say this. It's the only modern adaptation of Romeo and Juliet that I've ever liked.
Okay.
Because doing, like, modern Shakespeare, but it's, like, in the streets. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's enough about musical theater. Let's probably wrap up this podcast and not talk about musical theater anymore.
Should we do the classic, classy segment?
I love the classy, classic segment. Where are you guys at right now? How are you guys since last week?
What's Donnie, up? Take it away. Oh my God, Johnny, talk is cheap.
I'm doing good.
Be real.
Yeah, don't lie.
I made a pizza yesterday with somebody I met from OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And
I briefly interjected at times.
Yeah, I was glad you were there, because I don't really use OkCupid to, like, meet people I'm going to be romantically interested in. I mostly, like, if I see somebody who I think is cool, like, I'm like, oh, we should hang out because I feel like I can be friends with you. And that's, like, kind of what I was doing last night.
Tell the truth now.
And the person was cool, but she seemed disappointed when I said I wasn't really looking to date anyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So.
Were you telling the truth then?
I told the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. Yeah,
so what?
I'm glad I'm not the only one talking about romantic things on the.
But past that, I've been working like a dog. Not really. I've been
like a bug.
Working like a bug.
Been chilling out, hanging with friends.
Like a worker
being
ant.
A guy.
You're like a worker ant that also hangs out.
Also, I got a new bug, and I think it might be the biggest bug I've ever.
Is it a big dog, but you call it a bug?
No, it's like a big bug.
Whoa. Yeah. If there was a fucking big bug that you kept in this apartment, I'd kill you.
And it is soaking.
Blood of the innocent.
He's soaking
one
it
of the most
sink.
Wet bugs.
Oh.
It burrows under your boot roast.
Cool. But everything, that's...
Yeah, that's about it.
It's tube-shaped.
A big bug.
You can put things through it.
How is the? Are you still recording and writing more songs?
I haven't been as productive as I was like 2 weeks ago. But I've been sitting around just playing around.
Same.
Gonna work a little bit harder on it.
Cool. Adam, you wanna?
What's up, guys? As of today, for the first time in years, I have working air conditioning in my car.
Awesome. That is really cool. And a working sunroof.
Eh, it's closed, but it doesn't work.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that
they
sucks.
Closed it, but it would have cost way more for them to, like, get new parts and fix
really.
It.
If you have air conditioning.
Right, I was like, just close it.
Do you really care about your sunroof?
No. Okay. Oh, like it sucks for, like, on, like, really wild nights you never want to forget. You can't stand up and cheer because you're having a great night.
In the fucking car.
Yeah, but, you know, other than that, you know, at my age, I don't need a lot of great nights.
Wow. And I don't need a lot of grape
nuts.
Are you a grape nugget?
Are you a grape? Are you eating grape nuts right now? Or are you just happy to see me?
Ew. What else has been up?
Okay, I guess a week has gone by. Been doing a weekly thing with some friends, Charlie, Trevor, and Troy. Science Saturdays, where on Saturday you just kind of investigate scientific things like explosive force and rhymes and chants.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, and we shoot it in 3D on Charlie's 3DS, and the footage looks awful. So maybe some of those will end up on the internet. Stay tuned for that.
Link them in the hula garbage.
Yeah, started a new Wildcats album, Peace, the sequel to War.
Oh, I would love to participate if you'd have me.
For sure. Yeah, we're halfway through that one. And little bit of a little spoiler, it's part of a cycle based on Strauss-Howe generational theory, so there will be two more to complete the cycle.
Interesting.
Strange.
And it's been nice. Apparently we're about to have like a week of storms starting, I guess, right now. So that's going to be chill.
I'm so excited for a week of storms.
Bringing the temperature down.
Yeah. And I'm a big rain person in general.
Because you're like always brooding and you just need to erupt.
Yeah.
That's something that happened in a musical. They go, oh.
Sure.
I only like musicals that are based on a real bug. The story is based on a real bug.
West Side Bug.
I kind of saw a movie like that, but it turned out a bug just got on the lens. It was The Ring.
Oh, The Ring the musical. That would be really good.
Could be. It could be the greatest thing ever, but sometimes they just make musicals with bad music.
They really do. It would have to have like really kooky, crazy music.
I never saw Frozen. I bet it's nice.
It's terrible. I've never seen it. Cool. But in regards to myself, I have... Feeling real lightheaded, right? Same as last week. I don't know what's happening.
Go to the doctor.
I do have free time this week. I'm going to go to the doctor finally. I had kind of a rough day. I just started music directing and composing for this immersive musical about fairy tales.
Hmm.
It's going to be interesting.
Immersive.
Yeah.
So it's like IMAX 3D.
Yes. Well, no, it's actually taking place in a baby theater, like a theater for babies, which is a thing.
That's
and great. But it's for adults, and it's just like an immersive musical about childhood and fairy tales.
It's
and
like stuff. They can't fit in any of the chairs.
People will be like sitting on the floor and standing and doing. It's immersive. Oh. They're like in it.
It's all over.
Kind of pretend they're kids.
It's like U2 360, but the reverse.
Yeah, sure.
Where it's around you.
It's all around you. But we had the first rehearsal for that today. I ended up waking up at like 5 a.m. so I could learn one of the songs for it. But
you're writing them.
I didn't. Well, there's only one song they're keeping from the original version that they did.
Oh.
And I'm composing new music.
Awesome.
But I woke up way earlier than I really needed to. Did have a good morning with Johnny. But then I had this rehearsal and then was running about 10 minutes late to work. So I called them and I was like, hey, I'm going to be about 10 minutes late. They're usually cool about that thing. Turns out I misread the schedule as I was expecting in the morning. So,
oh no.
Yeah, I got in a little bit of trouble, but everything's cool. And now I'm doing this podcast, which is nice. Yeah. I'm at least gonna go get some milkshakes later. Besides that, it's just been like regular schedule for me, work, these new rehearsals, Fortress of Solid Dudes is two more shows, which is nice. You guys should come to one of them. It's pretty funny.
When are the two shows?
Thursday nights, 10:30.
Oh, okay.
10:30 at night.
Oh, but actually, that's when Full Metal Alchemist is on.
Oh, no.
Perhaps.
But we have two more shows left. Raven and the Messengers on Friday nights. That's been doing well. Island of Mr. Toy's album is finally being sent to mastering, which is nice. Played my first show as Shul, which was fun with Adam here.
Hello.
Johnny was in attendance.
Oh. In the middle. So that show, that was on.
Oh, yeah. You found a ring.
Friday the 13th. Of the full moon.
And in Mercury's in retrograde as well.
And in the middle of the song,
The Bug Planet.
Don't tell me.
I feel like it was I Made a Promise.
No, it's the one where it's, and I hope when we land next to.
Oh, strange.
Strange. In the middle of that part, right, I didn't have a job to do. I was chilling on bass. I found a beautiful and mysterious ring lying on the stage.
100% true.
And I picked it up, and I wore it, And it was Friday the 13th, the full moon. So.
And didn't. I don't know. That's weird. That's just spooky.
Right? Put two and two together. Something fishy is going
on. Good
to
be back.
Anything bug related.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
I got a bug bite.
You kind of lost my interest there for a second.
Yeah, there wasn't anything about bugs. Yeah, just. Oh, also, one more thing at this point. Yeah, because I'm. Also, the person I really like a person. Things seem to be going okay. I think they know at this point. Shouts out.
Well, they do now.
And, yeah, whatever. And one last thing, because at this point I have like a million projects I'm doing, which is nice. It keeps me exhilarated. Two more things. Been having good writers' meetings for the very show. And, Aaron wants me to call him about that later. Who is the producer of the very show? We're probably going to start filming in early July.
Beautiful.
And a dream of mine kind of came true recently.
Like an actual dream? Like,
sort not really. I've always been a big nerd. Adam knows this, and Johnny does.
That you've been a huge nerd? Yeah, I know.
You're a dork. Adam knows this because he wants to help, and I want Johnny to do voice acting on it. But I've always been a big enthusiast of old-time radio and radio plays and stuff like that, radio dramas and stuff like that. And I'm writing one, too, but which is in development. But that's not the dream that came true. I got offered it's a super low commitment thing, which is really nice.
Fantastic.
It is this this group that still like does like radio theater and stuff, whether it be I think it's on like, I don't really know. A lot of it's just on the internet. It's like in the style of radio plays and stuff. But they've been doing it for like a while. It's called Small Fish Radio Theater. And I'm really excited because they've offered me, they want me to do some music for it. And they want me to do some like kind of like organ playing and stuff. And they want me to they want me to do music for occasionally they'll do live performances of things. So cool. I'm just really excited. It seems like kind of dorky. Like the plays seem really dorky.
Like?
As in like.
Jokes about Blade Runner?
Yeah, strictly jokes about Blade Runner.
Dude, I'm sorry. Yeah, that really does suck, dude.
Yeah.
Do you want all the organ music to be about Blade Runner?
All the organ music will be about the origins of Blade Runner.
Oh. Wayland Corp or something.
But I'm just kind of excited because I don't know, that's something that like I always thought like I've always thought I'd be meant for this position. Like, I would love to be the dude who does, like, organ stings and underscoring in, like, radio plays and stuff like that. That seems, like, ideal for my skill set.
Uh-huh.
With, like, musical improv and stuff like that. But it seems that that is, like, a thing that will be happening. So I'm kind of excited about that.
That's great.
And that's, yeah. So yeah, everything is going well in the world of me, except for my health, and which is kind of important.
Yeah, not really though. What do you get from your health? You know,
I don't know.
What does your health give you, and what have you given it?
Just plenty chill vibes.
Oh, we just got double birded.
Johnny is up on his feet.
He's birding us doubly.
I believe he's letting his friend in the apartment.
If you've ever gotten the finger, double it, and then you'll know what we're going through.
Johnny, is your friend here?
No, he's outside.
No, oh, he's outside.
Okay, in that case, let's end this little podcast.
Okay.
Out of here.